From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Facing the imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities placed Brussels on lockdown Saturday, closing its subway system and warning citizens against public gatherings. The Belgian Prime Minister warned that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack in one or more places in and around the capital. Didier Reynders is Belgium's foreign minister.
If you are coming to Brussels, you need to have a full respect for all the instruction coming from the authorities. It's the same in France, in Paris, with such a situation with the urgency. And in Belgium, we will send all the time messages about the situation and about the specific request to the people living in Brussels or coming to Brussels.
Authorities say the warning was based on precise information, including the possibility that the chief Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam could be planning a suicide attack in Brussels. U.S. Embassy there urged Americans to shelter in place and remain at home. Metro trains in Brussels are shut down until at least this afternoon, with residents urged to avoid concerts, shopping areas, and transport hubs. President Obama has condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead, vowing a relentless pursuit of the killers. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Mr. Obama said Friday's attack in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism. He also said America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens and root out terrorist networks. Two West African militant groups claimed joint responsibility for the attack that happened at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Bamako. This is VOA News. Bangladesh has executed two opposition party leaders convicted of war crimes committed during Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence. Executions took place hours after family members met with the two men in the prison, and Bangladesh's home minister announced a presidential clemency had been turned down. A tribunal set up in 2010 by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government has prosecuted more than a dozen opposition leaders for war crimes, including today's executions. A total of four convicts have so far been hanged. Trials by the tribunal have been criticized by some global and human rights and legal rights groups. They say the proceedings do not meet international standards. Southeast Asian leaders today formally created a unified economic community in a diverse region far larger than the European Union or North America. They have hopes of competing with China and India. 10 leaders in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations signed a declaration during their summit establishing the ASEAN Economic Community, originally envisioned in 2002. The community, known by the acronym AEC, is already a reality, and many of its fundamentals have been applied in the region, such as removal of tariff barriers and visa restrictions, among others. It also has led to greater political and cultural cooperation. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heading today to the Middle East with the Islamic State, the war in Syria, and Israeli-Palestinian tensions high on his agenda. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has details.
Secretary of State Kerry is making a return visit to the United Arab Emirates, which is part of the International Syria Support Group that met in Vienna this month to discuss a political resolution to Syria's crisis. A focal point for the group now is finding ways to unite Syria's diverse opposition groups. Another focal point is likely to be the so-called Islamic State. The UAE is among the countries supporting coalition airstrikes against the militant group in Syria. A third focal point is likely to be ways to lower spiraling tensions between Israelis and Palestinians that have resulted in the deaths of more than 80 Palestinians and at least 15 Israelis in the last 2 months. Some say that could be a tall order for Kerry. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Former South Korean President Kim Il-sung, who in the 1990s formally ended decades of military rule in his homeland, died early today. He was 87. Speaking to reporters in Seoul, the chief of Seoul National University Hospital said that Kim was hospitalized Thursday with a high fever and a severe blood infection after suffering bouts of ill health in recent years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.